Welcome to Ictus Dumaguete Daily Word. Stay tuned to get inspiration and hope for living through God's Word.
Our devotion for today is taken from the book of 1 John 3, verse 21. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Confidence in prayer. This matter of confidence is absolutely vital to true prevailing prayer. Let me remind you how the scripture puts it. Have you not noticed that the word boldness is used in connection with prayer in the scriptures? You often find it in the epistle to the Hebrews. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 4 verse 16. Or gain, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10 verse 19. Or let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10 verse 22. Or consider what Paul says in Ephesians 3. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith. Verse 12. That is the way to pray if our petition are to be of any value. We must have boldness and assurance and confidence in our access. How is this to be obtained? Well, it seems to me that we are here dealing with the answers. And it is the question of sonship. The consciousness of our sonship and the assurance of our sonship is to be determined by our love of the brethren. It works like this. If I am truly loving the brethren, then I remember that I am a child of God. Therefore, when I am before God in prayer, I argue like this. I must think of God now, not as my judge, but as my Father. John goes on to remind us of that in 1 John chapter 4. I do not come to God, therefore, in spirit of fear, because fear hath torment. 1 John 4 verse 18. So assured of my sonship, I know that God delights in me, that God indeed is much more ready to bless me than I am to ask to be blessed. A thought to ponder. I must think of God not as my judge, but as my Father.
To know more, visit www.ictusdumaguete.org or Facebook page ictusdumaguete-idmc.